Alex Golish is cooking again. What's up, everyone? Welcome into the Barn Social Hour, the Monday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as you can see, we're recording a little early today because the gates of heaven are opening up right beside me right now. But the reason why, and by the time this comes out, it's going to be, you know, kind of a little bit older news on the wire, but we just landed a offensive lineman recruit.
Tackle.
I'll throw it to Graham. Yeah, an offensive tackle. I will throw it to Graham for the info on that, because this is honestly, me, you, Kyle, and everyone else in our group chat was like, when's the last time we got hyped about a lineman recruit? Because it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Yeah. And but yeah, go ahead and hit us with the details on this guy.
Yeah. So first of all, I did not expect to be booging before 9 a.m.
No. No.
But kind of just like a backstory of this guy. This is honestly a guy that a lot of Auburn fans within the last 2 weeks, like, oh yeah, we're not getting him. Like Auburn's in his final four. He's going to end up in Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Not going to be a Tiger. Everyone just kind of accepted that.
Kind of where I was.
But within the last 24 hours, literally yesterday, things started to shift. You kind of heard, you know, in the rumors that Auburn might have a chance here and that Auburn was making a late push, pushing really hard to try to get this kid. And obviously this morning he committed at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, and ultimately chose the Tigers. What a push by Alex Golish and staff to really try to get this kid. Like I said, he's a 4-star offensive tackle, which that's fantastic. You know, yeah. Linemen are so hard to give stars to. He's a top 100 player in the country overall. The 13th offensive tackle according to over 7, but his composite is 5, which is we'll go with that. And then he's the number 1 player out of the state of Delaware. So. The top player out of the state of Delaware. He is 6'6" and a half, 281. And so he will only get bigger. But I mean, you love the size at 6'6" and a half. Like I said, was projected to go to Notre Dame. I mean, he even on 247, he has crystal balls to Notre Dame. It was all Notre Dame until yesterday. And Auburn surged, made a push, and ultimately landed him. What an exciting commit for the Tigers. I mean, after everyone's been complaining about, oh my gosh, we're only getting 3 stars. Well, here you go. He's a 4-star, but you might as well give him a 5-star for like, I think he's going to be phenomenal. But also I want to bring up Auburn also got the recruitment of a linebacker on Big Cat weekend. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute.
Yeah, I'm honestly, the fact that we were able to go in a way toe-to-toe with Notre Dame against this, you know, to get this kid, and we were able to get him, and Alex Golish stiff-armed Mother Mary and was like, yeah, he's ours, so back off. And we got him, and honestly, it's a much-needed snag in the recruiting, I'm not going to lie, because you got to think where our offensive talent has been for our offensive line talent has been since – 2017, I guess. And it's just been like the same stuff every year since then, where it's like, everything seems to be good except for the O-line. And it shows up whenever you have Bo Nix running for his life. You had Jared Stidham in his second year running for his life. TJ Finley, you name it, whoever was at court, Peyton Thorne, you name it, was having to run for his life. Jackson Arnold running for his life. And hopefully this is a step in the right direction in terms of getting better quality lineman recruits. And I'm hoping this domino that has fallen this morning is going to be a much needed another, you know, I hate to use this every time, but I mean, it makes the most sense, like another page turn in terms of like Auburn's luck in the past few years. So I'm hoping that this is something that it won't just be like a celebrating win. It's like, okay, now it's, you know, let's quiet down again. Hopefully this is a, you know, a momentum push into going into the recruiting, you know, people starting to make their decisions in the summer, and we'll, you know, football season will be here before you know it. So I'm super amped about this. I couldn't be more. And the fact it's a tackle too is like, it was much needed. So I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah. And then also I want to kind of talk about the new, another recruit we got this weekend, linebacker, Kareem Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Three-star linebacker. But I mean, heck, after listening to some people talk about him and seeing his offer list, I think he's a high-end three-star. I think he should even be a four-star. But mm-hmm. just listen to, like, and this is, I'm saying this for all the people out there saying, oh, it's just another three-star. Well, listen to his offer list real quick. Auburn, obviously, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Georgia Tech, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisville, Michigan, Missouri, NC State, Nebraska, Syracuse, Tennessee, Texas, Texas A&M, Wake Forest, West Virginia, Georgia State, Old Dominion. So,
good Lord.
By everybody. So,
Old Dominion.
Yeah, Old Dominion was probably one of his first offers.
That room is like super full, shoulder to shoulder. Old Dominion's like, hey guys, can I squeak in real quick?
Yeah, that was probably one of his first offers. But,
interesting.
Yeah, so absolutely, you know, highly wanted by everybody. He is, let's see, 6'2", 215. And there's a tweet that kind of was floating around yesterday that, you know, DJ Durkin was talking about this kid and compared him to somebody like Xavier Atkins. And everyone's like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
DJ Durkin thinks this guy's like Xavier Atkins. I'm in.
Yeah, I saw that comparison and was like, I'm retweeting that because the Auburn fandom will freak out. And Durkin, I mean, I said at the top of the show, Golish is cooked. Durkin is getting some solid defensive recruits. He is. He's popping off on it, which is no shocker. I mean, it's Durkin, for God's sakes. But
and I just looked this up real quick. I wanted to look up Xavier Atkins 247 page. Mm-hmm. He was also a 3-star as a prospect.
Yeah,
put that out there, and then he ended up being an All-American linebacker. So
again, and I know that we're talking about the, you know, the 4-star lineman that we got, and we had an episode about this. You know, is the star system old and outdated? And it's just one of those things. I know it's a way to evaluate talent, and you know, in terms of recruiting and whatnot. But in this era of NIL and everything, it's like who is going to stand out the most when it matters the most? And a star system is not going to determine that. And Xavier Atkins being a 3-star alone is just another example of that. He's labeled as a 3-star, but yet he's playing out of his mind every down at Auburn to the point where he could be a potential high NFL, you know, prospect. So it's, you know, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I'm very excited that Durkin is, you know, landing these guys. Golish is landing these offensive linemen, which is just a godsend that we needed. So I'm very happy, especially like coming off, and we're about to talk about it in a minute, but just the momentum that we had coming off of Big Cat weekend, and then boom, we get the linebacker, and then boom, hey, offensive tackle, 4-star, let's go. It's like, okay, let's go. We're starting to ramp up, and this is, you know, if it's any indication, I know it's early and Golish hasn't coached a game yet, but I'm really liking the vibes right now. I really am. Like Graham said, it's not even 9 a.m. yet at the time we're recording this, and we're booging. We are booging, man. And I'm ready for football. I'm so ready for football. But you know what else you can be ready for with football season coming around the corner? AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. You see the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen. We are getting really close, you guys, to the Social Hour shirts. Very, very excited about that. I'm very, very curious to see you guys being able to sport your gear, post it, tag us in it. That way we can share it on the show, especially when football season comes around. I want to see people wearing some book shirts. I want to see people wearing some Barn and Hard shirts. I want to see people wearing some C5 hoodies, some book hats. And we also have some other products on there as well, including mugs and some other shirts and hoodie options for you there as well. We add new styles weekly. Again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Yes. Also go over to buyauburn.com. And I do want to say this real quick. Buy Auburn Dot com has a new podcast out there. Just kind of Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, is showcasing and bring all these business owners on board, and so they can, you know, kind of promote their business and talk about it. So go check out that, the BuyArmor.com podcast. But also, yeah, just go over to BuyArmor.com today to search an index that's full of Auburn run and owned businesses. If you're an Auburn business owner, you can go there and sign up to get your business on the index. Or if you're just a consumer looking to support Auburn businesses, it's a great place to go to do that. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up now or check out the index.
Yeah, I like the podcast idea a lot. Whenever I saw that post, I was like, yes, I'm on board with this. Moving on to Big Cat Weekend. Graham, it was... I'm telling you, there is nothing more... The fact that Auburn does this, and I know other schools have, you know, recruiting weekends and, you know, they bring in recruits, but the way Auburn does it, man, is just so much better to me anyway. It just, the format is cool. And
well, this year was different.
Yeah, it was different. It was different. But like the recruits walking into the football facility, if it's anything like how we felt when we got to go witness our, you know, when we got to cover our first practice, when we started doing this, you walk into the new football facility, it's like you walk into a spaceship, first off, and just that massive LED board when you walk in just takes your breath away. That alone, like, if you're a recruit, like, it's one of the top facilities in the country, if not the top. So it's just really cool to see. But, yeah, kind of go into detail about, like, what was different this year about Big Cat Weekend compared to past years.
Yeah. So we kind of talked about this last night a little bit on the Sunday Night Barncast. But if you didn't listen to that, I suggest you do, but I'll kind of go over it again. Typically, in the past, Big Cat Weekend is our, you know, humongous recruiting weekend, typically held a little bit later in the summer, kind of towards the end, and you have the biggest recruits in the sport on campus, like the most, all the five stars, you know, like absolutely everybody is in town for Big Cat Weekend. But this year was a little bit different. It wasn't all that. Now, there were a ton of big-name recruits on campus, don't get me wrong, but They kind of talked about, and this is what they said last night, typically it'd been like guys would show up just to get, you know, wined and dined by Auburn. You know, they might have not been serious about Auburn. They just were like, oh, this is just an opportunity for me to come and get all this free stuff and be treated like, you know, an absolute, you know,
royalty
yeah, on campus. And, but like, in real, like realistically, I'm really not serious about Auburn. I probably won't come here. This year was different in the fact that, yeah, they might've had a couple, like, you know, less big name star recruits, but the guys that were here were serious about Auburn, guys that actually are like, all right, look, this place could be my home. Like this place is, might be where I want to play. I think that's super important to actually have the guys on campus that want to be here and who cared about Auburn and was like, look, this seriously could be the place I end up. But also, like, it just the vibes around it. Like if you are on social media X at all and you got Auburn content on your, you know, your feed, you would have seen this. From the looks of it, they did a scavenger hunt around campus, and I guess they had to post their findings on social media, like, you know, like a lot of times, like as like proof, like you took pictures in front of everything.
Yeah.
So just doing stuff like that and being in small groups together so that these recruits can build relationships with each other, but also build relationships with these coaches. The coaches were out there with them. The coaches were, you know, in the golf carts, driving them around, you know, going to find everything. I'm sure it was a race or something like that, trying to get everything done. I personally just love that. It feels more intentional. It feels more, you know, small knit close group than it does like with former Big Cat possibly, where like it's just like a bunch of massive recruits, you know what I mean, all there at the same time. So I really loved this year's, you know, style. Now hopefully if Auburn, you know, starts to win more and stuff like that, then we could, you know, those guys that are serious, like those big, you know, those big five star recruits are serious about Auburn, you know what I mean, like maybe like they'll be coming to Big Cat Weekend because they're serious about Auburn, not just because they want to be wined and dined and treated like, you know, royalty. So I really loved it. Obviously, we got some commits out of it. And I think from what I've heard, Auburn has shot up on some of the lists of a lot of people. So really fun, really exciting. to see what all comes out of this.
Yeah, I really like the idea of the scavenger hunt. You know, that I've kind of hammered at home several times on here, especially with basketball, about chemistry. And you have to have that no matter what sport you play. And I'm glad that they did that, because that not only helps build the relationship, but also builds chemistry in the players. And, you know, depending on, you know, say down the road, they do that again. And you have, you know, quarterback come in from Georgia, and you have receivers coming in from Alabama, Florida, you know, you name it or whatever. It's just a good opportunity to have people, you know, connect and get that chemistry built, started early, and have a baseline and go from there. And I really like that idea a lot. Shout out to Golish and the coaching staff for coming up with that. Cause I think that was really cool to see that this weekend, and, you know, fun for honestly the fans too, to like keep up with it. Cause it's like, we're there too, in a way. That's just the beauty of social media nowadays. So I'm a big fan of that. Big fan of that. And yeah, hopefully, you know, down the road, like you were saying, we get these bigger guys here, the big, or not big names per se, but, you know, better quality recruits, and it just kind of domino effects into, you know, something that's way more bigger than it was, you know, initially thought of.
Quality.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Yeah. But yeah, we have just, you know, back end show topics. Baseball, the SEC baseball tournament is in Birmingham. So if you're around, I believe Auburn plays, we were talking about this off air, Wednesday, I believe. There's the, you know, it's that time of year whenever you see the SEC logo next to the interstate in Hoover. That's always.
I hope the SEC, the Met is like the perfect facility for to host that.
I don't think it will. I think they, it's just too good of a spot. You know what I mean? And like,
it's quite literally almost centered. I mean, it's like you're like in the center of the SEC, basically.
And there's so much to do around that area too. Yeah, like you have that new like the shopping center where it has all the restaurants, like, you know,
Onopoke,
all the sports bars back there, Big Whiskeys.
Yeah. What's it called? Not Baumhauer's, the other one.
Oh,
the Drew Brees one.
Oh my gosh. Hold on.
This is making me mad.
Walk-ons. Sheesh. Goodness gracious. It's early. we never record this early.
There's a pizza place over there. There's a lot of stuff over there.
But Auburn, we were talking about this off air. Auburn plays Wednesday, and they play, you said,
we're playing the late game. We don't start until 30 minutes after the 5:30 game, which probably won't be until like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Of course. And it's supposed to storm too.
If it storms, and it's historically stormed in the past at the, I kind of love it personally, but it's stormed in the past at the SEC tournament, mm-hmm. and like some games will play till 1 or 2 in the morning, which I think is kind of electric.
No, I remember watching a game. It went till about 2 in the morning.
Yeah, which I think is really cool. Obviously, sucks if you play the next day, but
yeah, no.
Which you will play the next day if you win. But as a fan, I was like, oh, this is, and as a fan and somebody who stays up late. Typically me, I love it, but
yeah, we play either the winner of LSU or Oklahoma, so that'll be.
We didn't play LSU this year in the regular season. We did play Oklahoma, mm-hmm. beat them in the series. I think we might have dropped one, but we did not play LSU. LSU is having a horrendous year, though.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me.
Quite horrible. They might be like the bottom of the SEC this year.
Safe to say cheeks per se, really bad at baseball.
I'd rather LSU get hot for one game against Oklahoma and then play us.
Excuse me. Yeah. No, you're good. Yeah, it's early. It's all good. It's Monday. It's early. We're booging at 9 in the morning right now.
I woke up at like 5:30 this morning. I don't know why.
Why would you do that?
Didn't mean to. I went back to sleep, but like I just woke up at 5:30. Why am I awake?
Especially how you stay up, too.
I was only up in another life.
You're Batman. I swear.
I was only up to like 12:30 last night.
I am the knight. I am Graham McLean.
Vengeance, justice. Where are we? Where is she?
Oh my gosh. But if you enjoy what you're watching and listening to, make sure to subscribe to The Barn on YouTube and follow us anywhere you listen to your podcast. We have great podcasts like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. We have the Top Button Podcast. We have Village Vice. We have the baseball show. We have the basketball show. We have Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. My favorite podcast right now to listen to whenever I'm, you know, got stuff going on and I just need something in the background to listen to. But honestly, the whole channel, you got banger after banger after banger, and it never fails. This is your place to get all of your sports info, anything regarding Auburn. It's your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sport. So, and by the way, too, real quick, I would be remiss if I didn't shout out the women's tennis team, who they fell short in the national championship game against Texas A&M, but props to them for getting there.
I blame not the weather. Easy.
Do what?
I blame the weather. They had a lighting. They started at like, supposed to start at like 6 o'clock, had a lighting delay. Didn't start back up until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Tennis weather delays, just for someone that's played tennis in high school. Whenever there's a weather delay, it is not fun. Once you warm up, you stretch, you're ready to go. And then it's like, hey, we have like an hour and a half weather delay. It's like, good. So you just, you know, you get out of that mode and it's hard. And it's just one of those things that happens. And it unfortunately happened to Auburn last night. But insane season for the Auburn's, for Auburn's women's tennis team. Props to them. Won the SEC tournament. So that was an accomplishment. And the fact that they finished runner up, just, I know they wanted to get the, you know, finish big and on top, but I mean, getting there alone is already hard enough. So props to them, shout out to them, and hope everything goes well to run it back next year and win the whole thing. So I'm very, very proud of the women's tennis team over there in Auburn. But yeah, other than that, I don't really have anything else. You got anything? Again, we let us know what you think about the recruits that we got from this past you know, weekend, and then this morning with the linemen. Let us know what you thought about Big Cat Weekend. If it, you know, it's good, it's not, give us your opinion. We'd love to see what you say in the comments and interact with you guys. So, as always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. We hope you have a happy Monday, and we will see you next time. War damn.